Hello and welcome to Hey Julie at JulieLand.com, the official podcast of all that is JulieLand. I am Gary and I am sitting here today with our special guest, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm spectacular, thanks.
Alex, do you have a last name that I haven't been told yet that people should know, or?
Ivy is what some people know me as, Alexandra Ivy.
Okay, that works. And so how do you come to be in our world today?
Well, my roommate Jamie shot with Richard Avery, and she told me what a fantastic time she had shooting with him and that I should definitely head his way as well.
Oh, there we go. So you are also doing movies and that kind of stuff now?
Yes. Solo and girl stuff too, and artsy fartsy stuff and
all that kind of good stuff. So tell me, like, what's your dream photo shoot with Richard when that time comes? What would you like to be doing out there? You have any fantasies he can help you live on camera?
I can't tell you. Have to wait and watch and see.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that's...
Surprises are way more fun.
Surprises are way more fun.
It's like surprise sex.
But, it's like it's a surprise for me now when you say it. Surprise sex, is that when you come home and don't expect to have sex and, oh, look, I'm having sex? Is that surprise sex, or is that in the middle of the act something unexpected happens?
Well, I think it's probably different for everyone.
Yeah. And what's your biggest surprise sex moment from your memories?
Surprise sex. That's a good question. I'll think about it.
Okay. So tell me how you got in the industry.
Well, I'm from New England, and I was in school there, pre-med, blah, 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 college student, and my roommate's cousin worked her way through school doing art nudes and stuff like that, so she suggested it to us. We started with this modeling website, One Model Place, and a porn agent contacted us on there, told us we could fly to LA for the weekend, not miss any school, shoot a scene and go home, make like $600. And we were like, wow, that's more than our parents make in 2 months, because we were like from poor families in a rural area and we were hooked.
Yeah. Okay. And had you watched any porn beforehand or anything like that? Whoa, that gets a big burst of laughter.
No, I can just remember sitting at the computer with Jamie, and we were watching a girl scene. We were so embarrassed. We watched it with the volume turned off. Mm. It was just three girls, and one of them had a strap on, and we were so horrified. But we made it.
But yet you got on that plane anyway.
We did.
And was the act of doing your first scene as horrific as it was watching that other scene?
Well, it wasn't as bad as you might think. My mom is actually a lesbian, so it wasn't like a big shock to me, but I worked my way through it.
Okay. So off camera for you, though, guys and girls?
No. Just girls now.
Okay. And
I'm a vegetarian.
I like that.
And a vegetarian.
It's a good combo. Yeah. V squared.
They go hand in hand.
And what's your favorite thing about women?
I am always interested to see what a girl's pussy looks like. Like walking down the street, I always see their face, and I always wonder if there's a correlation between like their face structure and their pussy structure.
And have you discovered anything yet?
Study.
Any findings?
No.
What's your preference when you get down there? What do you like to see? Or just open to whatever, just
if I'm coming in contact with it, it needs to look nice and neat like mine or Jamie's. But if I can just sit back and watch, I like to see the flabby stuff hanging down from a mile away.
Is a study. It's you're looking for something very different than if you're going to be partaking.
Yeah.
Okay, I imagine that's probably a fairly universal sentiment. What's your favorite thing to do on camera?
Pile driver myself.
Oh, pile driver yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your toy of choice?
I like my hands.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Yeah.
No batteries necessary. Mm-hmm. Always at the ready.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And then I guess that applies as your favorite thing off camera as well.
No.
No.
What do I like best when I'm off camera? Well, Jamie and I sleep in the same bed every night. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It varies. I'm not really too consistent, to tell you the truth.
And do you work together on camera, you and Jamie?
Yes.
As much as possible?
Yes.
I would imagine. And what's the difference between doing a scene with her, who you're friends with, and someone you don't know?
We giggle a lot.
Okay.
We have fun.
I would hope.
Guaranteed fun.
What's the least fun thing about shooting a scene?
If the girl doesn't have much of a brain. Well, actually, I guess it's still pretty kind of fun because then you can do whatever you want.
Right. So just the willing victim.
Say funny stuff and it'll go right over her
head. Mm-hmm. Okay. I imagine you run into that a lot out there. Definitely a lot of that. Let's see. Do we have a shoot lined up with you? Have you locked down something with Richard, or is it still just kind of...
I am about to. It's definitely going to be within the next week or two.
Oh, excellent. That's soon.
Tops.
That is very exciting. Good. Well, I look forward to that. We get a ton of email from people who just love redheads.
Really?
Yeah, tons.
Jamie was saying it too, I think. We always talk about it, but people say they love redheads, but you don't... I don't know. They still always go for the blondes.
Especially, you know, in a hands-on situation, I have found that redheads are just crazy in the sack.
Yeah.
You know, which is certainly a good thing in its time. And here the two of you are both redheads and certainly, I imagine having fun, in that department. So bravo. What's next for you?
What's next for me? I'm going to Florida tomorrow for a music festival. And we'll be there for a few days and then back in LA shooting for Terrorvision next week. I also go to school full time, so that keeps me busy.
I would imagine. And what are you majoring in?
Bioethics.
All right. I bet that surprises a lot of people.
That surprises a lot of people because...
And for those who don't know, give them a little just quick overview on what bioethics is.
It's exactly what it sounds if you... are familiar at all with the English language. It's biology and ethics and applying those to the medical field, you know, issues with euthanasia, abortion, stem cell research.
And what
I'm the authority.
Excellent.
I'm studying to be the authority.
What about that is so compelling to you?
All of it. It's what I'm using as a prerequisite for medical school because it's a pre-med major.
Got it. Oh, so that's great. So your adult career is really just a temporary kind of thing, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Just working your way through.
Got a backup
plan. Always good to have a backup plan. Got to have a backup plan because it is a strange business out there these days with, you know, just boatloads of new girls coming in every second. It must be tough to stay busy and that kind of thing. No? Yes?
I don't really have too hard of a time with it. Things usually work out to my advantage.
Way to go.
It's because I don't really worry about it or, yeah.
You know, in the interim, since you're not on julieland.com yet, by the way, this is Hey Julie, official podcast of julieland.com, where could people see some of you?
Danny.com. I shoot a lot for Danny's. Barely Legal stuff. Done a lot of Barely Legal DVDs. Where else? Penthouse. You can find me on their website. Yeah. Around.
Okay. And who's your favorite person to work with other than Jamie?
Sabrina Rose.
Yeah.
Probably. She's one of the few blondes that I actually am attracted to.
Okay, and what about her works for you so well?
She's thin and cute and fun, but in a different way. You'll have to watch her and see. You'll see what I mean.
Okay, well, that's, everyone go find that online and watch away. What do you think's the best thing about the adult industry?
Best thing. The best thing is, I don't know. It's good, clean fun.
Okay. What's your craziest sexual experience off camera?
Oh, craziest sexual experience off camera. Well, there's this one time when...
Here, let me hold you on that. Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
Is this lawnmower problem? Can you come just...
Keep going. I'll cut it out.
Okay. So
there's this one time I think I was a ripe young 17-year-old, and Jamie and I hung out with this guy, and we were hanging out, and he had a bunch of drugs, so we were like, oh wow, and we thought he was cool before he had the drugs, so
right.
We were hanging out, and then we ate a bunch of drugs and got really fucked up, and then he choked me.
And was that a good thing or bad thing?
That was when I was still a young, naive 17-year-old.
Right, so
I
that
didn't
was
know
a little
about
fucked
lesbian
up.
Sex, yeah. Even.
Okay, so that must have been a little disconcerting, I imagine.
Yeah, we're still friends today, though.
Okay, well, so that's good, the things you recover from. And do you like the rough sex now?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, when you're in the mood.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you have a most memorable on-camera scene?
There was one where, we shot for Ninworks a couple weeks ago, and I was tied to a cross.
Yeah.
That was pretty.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
anything
for all you Christians out there.
Piss off the religious movements out there.
Then there was another one where we shot it in Chinatown. It was for, I think it's Barely Legal 76, and Jamie was stalking me.
Yeah.
She stalked me and followed me back to my apartment in Chinatown, and she had a purse full of dildos. And then we had sex.
Who doesn't walk around with a purse full of dildos? Yeah. That's pretty common here in LA. I don't know, you know, the rest of the country, people might not be used to that. But here, generally, you know, there's always a
Everyone's
dildo within
so
reach.
Everyone's so busy. Yeah. When you have time to have sex, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, people driving around using the pocket rocket, causing traffic accidents. It's always exciting. Do you always get off on camera?
Not always. Probably half the time.
Okay.
40%. No, 60. 60, 70.
It's up. It's down. It's up.
It's hard. I'll keep an average from now on.
There we go.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, can you report back next time our paths cross and say, okay, I did 26 scenes since I last saw you and I got off 21 times. Yeah. Okay.
I'm good with math.
Okay. Well, that's good. And apparently good with orgasms if you're clocking in at 60, 70%. So... Really, which
What's
is more
national
important?
National average, I wonder.
Boy, that is a good question. I mean, a lot of people out there are probably not so sexually satisfied, for one reason or another. Have you had any encounters with female fans who have personally benefited from your movies? I mean, I know a lot of people who are in the industry will talk. You know, I met fans and they said, "Oh yeah, I helped them with this sexual problem," or "I showed them that lesbianism isn't a bad thing," or whatever.
I don't know. I haven't really talked to that many fans. Usually it's guys.
Yeah.
I think the lesbians stay at home.
Uh-huh. Okay, well...
Like the lesbian porn.
Yeah, you need to, like, get down to Hedonism or something, one of those trips that, you know, it's always a colorful bunch down in Jamaica of people of one sexual bent or another. Makes for a definitely interesting time. I can't imagine that he's going to be able to clear up this audio of the lawnmower that's 10 feet away from us here at the studio, but...
Who doesn't love the smell of fresh-cut grass?
Yeah, well, exactly. Or fresh-smoked grass. Either way, really. Anyone on your list you'd like to work with that you haven't had a chance to yet?
No.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I like that. So give me a picture of you in 10 years. What's going on?
10 years. Holy shit. How old will I be? I'm 20 now. That means I'll be 30. I'll probably be on another planet by then.
Yeah? And what are you doing on the other planet?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I'll probably be sick of this place by then.
I could imagine. So. You can burn out in L.A. pretty quick. And doing what you're doing, I think you probably can burn out even quicker. So, but as you said, you got the escape plan, so that's a good thing. Have we come up with a surprise sex story? Is that what our category was? Unexpected sex?
Well, I guess if it was rape or something, you could, if I don't know. I don't know. Figure it out yourself.
Okay. Everyone at home, just you figure out your own surprise sex story and work from there. Okay. What turns you on?
Fresh cut grass.
Yeah. So you must just be going out of your mind right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's that, and of course the lighting in here is very, very seductive.
Oh, yeah.
And I know just the
brass, the rusting brass,
the candlelight and everything like that. We try to make the studio as romantic as possible to put women in the mood.
Rod-shaped black thing in front of my face.
Exactly. Yeah. If you lube up the microphone and just, you know, do whatever you know feels comfortable. It's electric powered. You know, there's electricity going through there, so that might add some degree of a thrill. What's your take on toys? A lot of people using toys these days. A lot of people not using toys. You like them in scenes?
I like using them on other people.
Yeah. Now here's a question for you. You know, watch the occasional porn. Women out there sucking dildos in porn. What's that about? That's like some porn-only kind of thing. I can't imagine anyone in their free time says, oh, I'm going to give head to this piece of plastic.
People suck on everything.
Yeah? Is that a mouth fetish kind of thing? Or
I think so. I don't know.
I wish it was something real but isn't kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. They want a dick in their mouth, but they're scared of it.
Yeah.
Or something, maybe.
Okay. And what about these $250 simulated pussy kind of things that they have? These big chunks of rubber. Have you seen those?
That's a great question. Yeah, I was just watching an infomercial the other day about them.
Yeah, it weighs as much as a sack of flour, and I just don't get it. I don't know how you walk out of the store with one of those.
They have those in those viewing booths too, I think, right at porn stores.
Oh, do they?
I think so. One of my friends that used to work at a porn store was telling me the other day about how he would go in. He worked there, and he would go in and use the fake pussy.
Yeah.
He'd have sex with it, come in it, do whatever, and then he wouldn't clean it.
I don't even know how you could clean those things. That just seems, I don't know. You know, you hook up with an average girl in a bar, you don't know where she's been, but you know where that thing's been, and it's nowhere good. But, you know, I guess sometimes people just get tired of their hands.
That's true.
It's a sad moment when that happens. Alex, anything else?
It's a sad moment. We've been talking about sex for the past 20 minutes.
Exactly. Anything else we should know about you, Alex?
No, I think you know more than enough already.
Okay. Well, wonderful. A pleasure talking to you. I look forward to your shoot with Richard, which will be, you know, stick around julieland.com. Check it out. It'll be up there soon. If not already, not quite sure when this podcast is going to hit the web. But have a fun trip to Florida. It was a pleasure meeting you, and enjoy.
Thanks.
This is Gary for julieland.com saying see you later.